Good morning, my true crime lovers. Hope y'all are doing well this Memorial Day. Let's get into some murder mystery questions we have from some of our viewers, shall we? So for today's podcast, we're going to be connecting some of our listeners and answering whatever questions they have for us today. First caller, can I get your name and what question do you have for me today?
Hi, my name is Ryan. My question for you is, why do you think women are obsessed with true crime?
Hi Ryan, hope you're doing good today. That's a very good question if you ask me. More often than not, true crime stories, whether in the forms of books, podcasts, movies, or shows, spotlight details on the thought process of a criminal is very interesting. Of course, any person is scared to be in the hands of a killer, but there are reasons found that female are more interested in it because female fear becoming victims of a crime. They're interested in the genre because it helps them understand how a crime is perpetrated. What triggers the attacker, how the victim falls into the trap, what techniques did the victim use to escape. While consuming this content, women subconsciously absorb information on coping with horrific situations and tricks to recognize telltale signs which can lead to violence. I hope that answered your question, Ryan. I mean, being a woman, that's why it interests me. Now let's go ahead and get another caller on the line. Caller number 2, what is your name and what is your question for me today?
My name is Tracy, and my question is, what are signs of a serial killer?
Hi Tracy, great question. Some signs of a serial killer are antisocial behavior. Psychopaths have a strong tendency towards antisocial behavior, so watch extremely close for antisocialness in children. Arson as well. Many serial killers start as arsonists. Arson is a psychological attractive because it involves manipulating power and control, something that social killings also offer. Another form to tell is torturing in small animals. This is one of the strongest warning signs. Women who torture or kill small animals like squirrels, birds, cats, and dogs without showing any remorse are highly likely to be sociopaths. Many serial killers kill to control others' lives as well as children. Small animals are only lives that they have power to control. Another sign is poor family life. Many serial killers come from unstable families with criminal, psychiatric, or alcoholic histories. These killers often have terrible relationships with their family and often use them as their first victims. Child abuse. Many serial killers are abused psychologically, physically, and sexually. As children by a close family member, this behavior instills in the child's feelings of humiliation and helplessness, feelings which they will later seek to instill in their victims. Substance abuse. Many serial killers struggle with drug and alcohol abuse. Intelligence. Many serial killers have IQs in the bright normal range. Let's go ahead and take a break. Go ahead and enjoy this ad, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
Prepare for the challenge of a lifetime. Extreme Escape live-action games takes escape rooms to a whole new level. With 2 unique San Antonio locations and 8 thrilling adventures to choose from, it's no wonder why your visit to Extreme Escape will be the most thrilling hour of your life.
Welcome back, listeners. Love solving mysteries? The escape room is an awesome event for you and your family to do. I promise it's not a waste of your money. Me and my family go on birthdays and even days we are feeling bored and have nothing else to do. If you've never been, it's always a great experience to solve mysteries and enjoy family bonding. Alrighty now, let's go ahead and get our last caller on the line. Caller number 3, what is your name and what question do you have for me today?
Hi, my name is Laura and my question is, what do all serial killers have in common when they kill?
Hi, Laura. Your question is, what do all serial killers have in common when they kill? Well, serial killers differ in many ways, including their motivation for killing and their behavior at the crime scene. However, attendees did identify certain traits common to some serial killers, including attention-seeking, a lack of remorse or guilt, impulsivity, and the need for control and predatory behavior. These are all somewhat in common traits killers have when they are killing. Well, that is all for today, my true crime lovers. Thank you for tuning in with me, and I enjoyed answering y'all's questions. This is just a short podcast of some questions to help you pick up some things if the killer committed the crime or not. For our next podcast, we'll be getting into some stories and some killings that some serial killers did. Hope y'all have a great day, and thank you so much again. Bye-bye.